Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. This week, we'll talk with Lawrence's own Patrick Ray, director of the new horror film The Empty Acre. The movie screens tonight, Friday, at the Kansas Fest Video and Computer Arts Festival in Atchison. After that, we'll tell you about some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets section. First, though, we're joined by local filmmaker Patrick Ray. Patrick, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be here.
First of all, in the interest of full disclosure, we should say that Patrick is employed by Free State Studios, which is owned by the World Company, and the World Company also owns the Journal World and LJWorld.com, where you are listening to this podcast. Well, Patrick, first of all, just give us a synopsis for The Empty Acre.
Okay, well, basically the movie is, it's a low-key horror film. It's kind of more psychological than anything, and it deals with a married couple living on a farm in Kansas, and there is a patch of land near their house that isn't growing anything. And one night, while they're fighting, their baby that they have is taken by something that has kind of reached out from the dead spot in the ground. And that kind of just sets all the wheels in motion. And but like I said, this movie is it's a psychological horror film, and it's not really like the horror films you see today, Saw and Hostel and stuff. It's got no gore. It's very quiet film, I think. So,
how does this compare with some of the other projects you worked on in the past, both in scope and genre too?
Well, it's interesting. The movie took 2 years to complete. We started shooting in 2004, roughly right out of film school. And we finished in 2005. So in terms of length, it's been the biggest project we've ever done. In terms of scope, our shorts that we've done after Empty Acre have had a little bit broader scope, I believe. But this movie, definitely, I wanted to do something small and that we could easily get our claws around, because sometimes people have overreaching ambitions with on their first movie. So I wanted to do something that I knew that we could start and finish. But it just took about a year to shoot. And, another year to edit and finally get finished. And we're just now getting, it 100% finished, because it's going to come out on DVD in August. So,
and you kind of touched on this, but walk me through what a typical process is like from start to finish when you're working on a project like this.
Okay. Any project, the first initial thing is the script. And I had had the script idea for a while and worked on it for about a year. And then eventually you have to start, visualizing the movie and, getting locations, getting casting. We cast in Kansas City with Wright Laird Casting. Heather Laird was our casting agent. She did a great job. We got terrific cast. Then I storyboarded the film, which, helped me out more than anything, because we ended up not using the storyboards very much when we're actually shooting. When I do a short or whatever, we usually use the storyboards pretty exact. But for this project, it was a lot of storyboarding, but then that was basically just to help me visualize it in my head. We had to run and gun a lot with this movie, because we were on such a shoestring budget that we had to just kind of drop the camera, get the actors in place, and go. But it took a good year to shoot. The actors put in a lot of time, and it mainly took weekends and sometimes a little bit during the week when people were off. And I would edit as we went, and so I would know what we were missing. Well, if I had to go back and get an extra shot of a scene, I would be able to know pretty soon, because I would edit the scene right after shooting it. And it took about 6 months of sound work to do all the creepy sound effects for the movie and music. We had a guy named Don James do the music. Ryan Jones, who also is a Free State Studios employee, did the sound work on it. And so, it just took a long time to do. We didn't have very much money, but we had a lot of time, which, that kind of compensates. It's a good trade-off.
You kind of juxtapose this at the beginning with this being kind of a psychological horror movie.
Right.
What do you make of when people say horror movie nowadays with some of the movies that are out there? What do you make of what generally comes to mind,
well,
I guess?
Unfortunately, in people's minds, the torture film seems to be coming up a lot, because that's kind of the thing that's selling right now, the Saw movies and Hostel and stuff like that. But I think horror is just a really broad kind of movie. I mean, you can get anything from The Sixth Sense is considered a horror to a lot of people, The Shining, The Exorcist, but then Friday the 13th is considered a horror too. So it's just kind of, you got a kind of a broad, it's a broad genre to work with. So, but I'd like to consider this movie a horror movie, but it's definitely a different kind of horror movie than what most mainstream audiences are used to at this point. So,
There's obviously been a lot of talk about the Kansas film industry in recent years. This festival this weekend is kind of fitting into that too. Do you see signs of hope right now? What do you see when you look at it?
Well, it's interesting that it's kind of booming right now. I mean, there are a lot of films actually being made out here. Kevin Wilmot's second film, Bunker Hill, was shot last fall, and I was the assistant director on that movie, and that was definitely a good project. And then, of course, there was CSA before that. This film, there's a film called Air that I also was assistant director on that Jeremy Osborne directed, which is playing festivals as well. But right now, there's like three or four movies being shot in Kansas City. So it's just kind of like, I think things are picking up out here, and people are getting the word out that you can make films out here and be successful. So,
is that a success breed success thing, or are there other things that could be done, I guess, to get that ball rolling even more?
What's happening now is we just need to get money flowing so crew can get hired constantly. Because there's a lot of people out here who are talented, and there's a lot of grips, gaffers, people in every department. But there's always that tendency to move out to Los Angeles after school is out. So it's kind of right now what needs to happen. There needs to be a cash flow that keeps people hired around here so they don't feel like leaving. And so if there's a constant amount of films being made out here, there's always going to be work for people. And so that's going to kind of just work its way out, and more projects will be made out here if that's the case. And then people won't be tempted to bring out their own crews from Los Angeles or New York to make their films. They'll be able to hire people here. So,
let's get back to The Empty Acre. Once you get to this point in the production and everything's pretty much done, what are you looking at next as far as distribution? Where does this go from here?
We have a distributor that we've signed with that is going to take the film and distribute it on DVD, which is Cinema Epoch. It's spelled E-P-O-C-H, Cinema Epoch, and they're doing it. They're distributing through Koch Entertainment here in the States, and then they're going to do some foreign distribution on DVD. So, I mean, you'll be able to get it. I mean, it's gonna be definitely something you might find at Hastings and stuff like that, different stores like that. So that's kind of the next step. And, as our next couple films are made, we can, reissue the DVD and get it out even more and stuff like that. So since this is the first one out the door, we're really happy that we've got something like that that's going on with it. So,
are there plans for a Lawrence screening anytime soon?
Yeah, actually, there's going to be a screening of it, I think, in September, in the late September. We're going to show a collection of shorts that we've produced through Free State Studios as well as The Empty Acre. So it's kind of like going to be like a 2.5-hour presentation kind of thing. So we're hoping for that. I think it's September 24th, but I could be wrong. I think that's the date.
So you're getting ready to show this to a new audience tonight. Do you get butterflies? What's it like going and getting ready for that?
I'm completely numb now at this point. No, I'm just kidding. No, you always get nervous. It's very strange. I mean, the first time we showed it, which was at the Kansas International Film Festival, I was really nervous. They give you a gift bag with vodka in it, too, so just to calm your nerves. But we had, like, a huge showing. We had, like, 250 people show up for the screening, and people, it was well-received. That was a very early, it was not very early, but earlier version of the movie. We've changed a few things since then. We've tightened it a little bit. So, one thing I'm always looking for, in a screening is glitches in the movie so that there's something wrong with it so that we can fix it. Because sometimes when you're watching on the computer, you can't see all the little things that might be wrong with it. But when it's on a screen, large screen, it can really bring out some things that you missed. So I'm always kind of looking for that. And then I always kind of like the questions afterwards because the movie is kind of ambiguous and it's intentionally that way. And I think that people come up with some fun questions afterwards. So
you can check it out for yourself tonight. The Empty Acre screens at 7:30. At the Kansas Fest in Atchison. The screening is at the Theater Atchison. That's at 401 Santa Fe. You can learn more about The Empty Acre at www.theemptyacre.com or learn more about Kansas Fest at kansafest.org. That's KANZAFEST.org. Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now here's a look at some of what's going on in Lawrence this Memorial Day weekend. There's a closing reception tonight for the current ceramics and printmaking exhibition at the Lawrence Arts Center. That starts at 7 on Saturday. That does it for this week's Pulse Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next Friday.